Hi, everybody. This is Chuck Whetstone coming to you live from Oklahoma City. Thanks for listening tonight to Chuck's Favorite Things, inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. I hope you had a good weekend. I really do. Me and Julie went to Arkansas for a few days and just got away. Hopefully you heard my broadcast on Saturday at the movies, and yesterday was Soulful Sunday. Hopefully you heard that as well. But today we're going to change direction a little bit and just tell you one thing that I've been inspired about today. And once again, thank you for listening. I appreciate you going to iTunes and subscribing to my channel, Chuck's Favorite Things. Or you can check me on chucksfavoritethings.com and subscribe there as well. Thank you for being a subscriber. Go to iTunes and give me a 5-star review. I do appreciate that. It goes a long way in spreading the word about Chuck's Favorite Things. Now back to the topic for today. You know, I was trying to, we were in this cabin in Eureka Springs, really outside of Eureka Springs, about 6 miles or so outside of Eureka Springs. Nice little cabin, you know, I mean, it was really nice. And I loved the wood, beautiful wood on the inside. Comfortable, you know, it wasn't necessarily our cup of tea, but we enjoyed it, it was okay. And I recorded a broadcast for Saturday at the movies, okay? And it was where I was talking about, you know, watching movies on NBC's series called Saturday Night at the Movies in the early 60s. And Julie and I were out on the back patio when I was recording this on my MacBook Pro, had my headset on, and I was recording it live, and you could hear in the background, you hear the birds chirping, and it's really pretty cool, it really was. And in the evening, it was cool outside as well. So we were out there, I was trying to record this broadcast, so got it done, right? Got it all done. We go inside to the cabin, you know, it's a one-room cabin besides the bathroom. I go in there and start doing the finesse work, you know, putting on the intro music, the outro music, and condensing it down to where we can ship it off to one single MP3. And I take that MP3 and I put it on my hosting company called Blueberry, and that's where they host all my MP3s. Because my computer just, you know, would not do that. It would fill up too quickly, okay? So we pay these people, and they host it, and I have total control over my broadcast that way. It's really cool. So then I do that and also write a blog as well. Well, I'd already written the blog earlier in the week, and all I had to do was add the audio. So on normal occasions, it's easy. Just take the MP3, send it to Blueberry, and then you go to your blog, and you link them together so that you're on your blog on chucksfavoritethings.com. The audio podcast shows up as well at the top of the header up there. And it's just a normal procedure. You know, I've been doing it for a good week and not had any problems. Well, guess what? Saturday night, I had all kind of problems. I mean, I could not make it do what I wanted it to do. You know, it just frustrating. I don't know how long I worked on it, a couple hours maybe, trying to figure out how I can get it there. I even went so far as to, I'm recording on this on software called Audacity. Our good friend Sam Crowley told us about it. I already knew about Audacity. I'd used it before. I'd had it on my home computer, which is a Windows unit, but I didn't have it on my MacBook Pro. So guess what? Saturday night, when I'm having all these troubles, I say, okay, what the trouble is, I need to put it through Audacity, and I can control it better, and I can make it better, and it'll translate, and it can upload to Blueberry. Guess what? It would not do it. Number one, anything I tried to do to Blueberry would not go through. It said it did, but it was lying to me. It was not receiving the file. So I tried to download all the, you know, what do you call that? The application of Audacity to my MacBook Pro. Well, I want you to know, we had Wi-Fi in this cabin, and it was enough for your cell phone to check Facebook and receive messages, etc., etc. But it really wasn't powerful enough for you to record broadcast and try to send them, upload them to your server, or to download software so you could record again. It wasn't quite powerful enough for that. So I tried to get Audacity. Guess what? It failed. I don't know. After an hour or so, 2 hours, I gave up. I said, I can't do this any longer. I've got to, you know, relax, go to bed, spend some time with Julie, whatever. You know, it just was not working. I come home Sunday after evening. We got home about 6:15, 6:30 Sunday evening. after Aaron and Rachel and the kids came over and they were walking in the neighborhood and they dropped by, after they left, I said, well, I'm going to see if I can get on this program and see what I can do. I did this and I did that and I did this and I did that. Still, I could not upload it to Blueberry. I was frustrated, folks. I was frustrated. Oh, but, you know, by the way, the topic of today's thing is, what is the one thing? Okay, what is the one thing? And I was thinking about this because of what this torture I went through Saturday, Sunday, and even today. What is the one thing you could do to change that might make you more of a success? What is the one thing you could do to change in order to help your business? What is the one thing you can do in your ministry to make you a better preacher, teacher, or musician? What is the one thing you can do in your exercise program that would really make a difference today? Or what is the one thing that you could change in your diet that would maybe help you to lose an extra pound or two this week? So today's topic is the one thing. What is the one thing in your life that perhaps you need to change? Now, let me get back to my story, and I'll tell you about the one thing that happened to me today. So I was frustrated Saturday, Sunday, and could not make it work even last night late. I was on the internet, on Blueberry's forum. I was trying to figure it out. You know, here I was. I was blaming Blueberry. I was asking these questions. Is anybody having trouble posting MP3? Anybody having trouble, blah, blah, blah. You know, I could not see an answer. I could not find it in the frequently asked questions. Excuse me. I couldn't see it anywhere. And so I said, you know, it's Blueberry's fault. It's definitely Blueberry's fault. And then I said, okay, maybe it's MacBook's fault. You know, I put on Audacity here last night, and I'm glad I did because I was able to get the file from the MacBook and send it over to my Windows unit. And I know this is getting convoluted here, but I have a point to make, really, I do. But I send it over and I processed it, and I could hear more than just birds in the background. I had some kind of compression going on there, and it was like making my voice sound a little garbled. And I'm glad, you know, I was able to get in there and fix it, because my voice sometimes is garbled enough, and I want to have a clean broadcast if I can. Not just PG, not just G-rated, but I want a clean broadcast where you can hear the words coming out as I say them. You know, I'm blaming MacBook. I'm blaming my MacBook Pro. I tell you what, there's something wrong here. It's not understanding my recording capabilities. It doesn't know who I am. So I was blaming MacBook Pro, and then I started blaming Audacity. I said, there's got to be a problem here. Audacity, you know, and I did have a little trouble downloading it and getting it to where it would make MP3s. I finally got all that figured out, got it done, no problem. I was blaming everything but me. And I did finally go into somewhere on the internet. I posed a question. I'm having trouble uploading MP3s to my host server. And somebody, I just read one little review, and one person said, maybe you need to just change the name of the file. And I said to myself, self, that's not a bad idea. You could change the name of that file. You know what file it is. You know it sounds good. You know, you could play it on your iPhone. You could play it on your MacBook Pro. You could play it on the Windows computer in your office. And it played. You know it's a good file. But maybe you could just change the name of the file, and maybe that would clear it up. Maybe Blueberry's not understanding the name. And folks, here's what I did. I called it, this is what I called the file. I called it Saturday at the Movies 01. Why? I don't know. I'd done that with another broadcast, and it went through fine. But I think because I used the 01 on another broadcast, well, when I put this in there, 01, on this broadcast, I think Blueberry was having difficulty saying, Chuck doesn't know what he's talking about. Here's what I did, folks. I just went in there, and I renamed my file, and it is now called, I think I just called it Saturday at the Movies. And, you know, I hit upload, and that thing went, and immediately it was approved for my hosting service, Blueberry, and immediately I was able to go over to WordPress and link it together, and then I was immediately able to look and see that on my blog that I wrote called Saturday at the Movies, there was my new MP3 podcast, and hopefully some of you have listened to it. If you haven't, please do so now. I do appreciate that. So what it came down to me. You know, I blamed everybody that I could blame. I blamed the software company. I blamed my MacBook laptop. I blamed the home computer. I blamed Blueberry. I blamed everything. I blamed it on the moon, even if I could have seen the moon, but it was too dark and cloudy. The whole problem, folks, was me. I had put in the wrong name on the file, and had every time I tried to do something with it, it had a glitch. Every time I tried to do something with it, I had a problem arise. And guess what? It taught me a valuable lesson. Hopefully I got it today, and hopefully I can live with it and go with it and learn from it, and maybe you can too. It is this. Maybe it's just one thing holding me back. Today it was. But I had to live with this Saturday, Sunday, and even this morning. You know, I was really about to pull my hair out, and I don't want to do that because I want my hair to last. Because I want it, you know, a lot of my friends that I grew up with don't have hair. I'm not calling any names, but you know who you are. But I still like to keep my hair and keep it, you know, in my head. So I didn't want to pull it out. So, you know, I was really getting frustrated with the whole thing. And I said, I know it has worked all week long. Why is it not working now? You know, the whole problem was me. I wasn't thinking properly. I didn't think that the file was anything wrong with it. I didn't think anything was wrong with the name of the file. It had to be somebody else's fault. Blueberry, MacBook Pro, Audacity. You know, it had to be the whole internet was messed up because I couldn't get it done. I hope I learned the lesson today that, you know, maybe it's just one thing I need to change. You know, as I talked to a while ago, for me to have success with my podcast today, it just took one thing, one variable, one thing changed today, and I fixed that one thing, and folks, I was off to the races. I had a podcast that I was proud of, and I could share with the world, and hopefully you're listening to it as well, and then I got a great lesson from it as well that I learned from it. And let us learn from our mistakes, folks. Let us learn from when things don't go our way. You know, let's roll with the punches and find out why not and see if the problem might be me. Instead of blaming everybody, which is a normal human reaction, let's analyze it and say, what is the one thing that maybe I need to do to change this, to have success in what I'm working at right now? What is the one thing that would really help my business to be at the next level if I could do that one thing today or this week? You know, it doesn't have to be right now, this hour. But what, maybe one thing that I could look at, maybe my marketing, my strategy for that, or you know, whatever kind of sales you're in or business you're in, you know, just look at it. What is the one thing you could do to change? I was thinking about exercise. You know, I've not been known to be one that exercised a whole lot in their lifetime. I really have found that exercise is dangerous. You know, I pulled a hamstring one time. You know, I get out of breath and my heart elevates. You know, and you know, it's all kind of things with exercise. I'm just kidding, of course. But, you know, my son is a personal trainer and also is a physical therapist tech where he works. He helps people with all kind of forms of exercise to help their body come back from surgery or come back from injury and help them all along the way. And he knows all about this. But also in his own personal life, he likes to lift weights and he's kind of a bodybuilder. And he's told me, I think, before that, you know, he changes one thing in his workout and he can achieve so much more production or more potential, or he might lift more weight if he changes one thing. Maybe it's a technique. Maybe it's a technique of holding a bar or you know, the interval of doing the lifting of the weight and the amount of time you rest. You know, all those variables, look at it. And he's told me about this before. Again, I don't have a whole lot of experience with it, except when I've worked with him before and he's kicked my you-know-what. And then, you know, I was also thinking, what about your diet, okay? I've not been one to stick to my diet a lot lately, but I just want to share a personal story that, you know, like yesterday and today, my stomach's been kind of weird, and I don't want to get too personal here, but it's just not been normal, and I've just not been easy. You know, I don't know if you call it, my mom would call it nauseous. That's what she would call it, nauseous. And I just know that I just didn't feel good, okay? I wasn't 100% Chuck, and I wanted to be 100%. And so even today, Julie wanted to go eat lunch. We ate a late lunch, but at least we did eat. And I wasn't even sure if I could do anything except drink some tea. because I really didn't know if I could, you know, keep it down or whatever. I've not been throwing up. No, I just didn't feel. I felt unsettled in my stomach. And so we went to Red Lobster, one of her favorite places. She ordered something, and I said, you know, I'm going to try to order fish and chips. I think maybe I could try that today. You know, it's just a fried piece of fish and some French fries. And they brought out the malt vinegar, and I put it on there, and it tasted really good. It really did. I was able to eat most of the fish and some of the French fries, but I didn't overdo it. But I did eat, you know, some of that bread they have, the cheese bread. Yeah, it was very good. I had like two, maybe three rolls of bread, the biscuits, cheese biscuits, and they were really good. And I really felt comforted after I ate them. And we were going to go look for some new eyeglasses for me, but I decided, let's hold off for a while. So I was able to eat, but I really wasn't sure that I could eat. And so I'm telling you the story because I looked back on what I'd eaten like the last 2 days that maybe had set it off. I know if you looked on Facebook, you know, you saw that I put a picture of a piece of chocolate cake that we had at Murdy May's in Eureka Springs. We went to Murdy May's for lunch yesterday, brunch, and it was really good. It's an outstanding buffet on Sundays in Eureka Springs. If you get a chance, go there. I highly recommend it. The price was good, and they had all this food, and they'll carve your meats for you. They'll make fresh omelets for you, and they have this full salad bar, soup, desserts, and just everything you could think of to eat. I ordered an omelet, which I like, and ordered ham and cheese, and then ate a few other things, you know, off the buffet. And I did eat the chocolate cake before I left. I didn't make myself do that. And then this morning as well, I made me a 3-egg sandwich, you know, and I put cheese on it. Yesterday coming home, I just did not feel good at all, and we had to stop every couple of hours just to let me go to the bathroom just to make sure I was okay. You know, you better be safe than sorry than on a freeway with no place to stop. And so that's what we did. We took preemptive, proactive action and made some stops just in case. And we did go through a toll booth and didn't put enough money in there, and they were going to probably send me a bill for that. But I thought for sure we put 95 cents in there. Apparently we didn't. Apparently we were a little bit short. But that's okay. That's another story for another time. So today, you know, again, I'd eaten breakfast. And then about 2 hours later, my stomach just does not feel settled. Something's weird. And so you know what? The one thing I'm going to do starting, you know, today, I've analyzed it. And maybe, you know, I'm 61 now. Maybe I'm lactose intolerant. Maybe I shouldn't be eating cheese at this stage of my life. Maybe, of course, I love ice cream. I love cheese. I used to sell cheese for Kraft Journal Foods. You know what I mean? Just really fell in love with cheese pretty good. But maybe I have a little food allergy with eggs as well. I don't know. So for the next couple of weeks, I'm going to try, you know, I don't know if I can, but I'm going to try to hold off on the eggs and the cheese, which is really sad because last night I did had a grilled cheese last night for supper. And so I'm just going to back out of what I've been doing and change this one thing in my diet and see how that helps me. Or if it, you know, if it's no change, then I know I'm maybe go to the doctor and see what's going on. But if it is just a simple thing as a matter of leaving off cheese or maybe backing off to eggs, you know, I can start taking, you know, lactate or something, some pills that you can take to help you eat ice cream and stuff like that, and not overdo it. You know, I don't overdo it now with ice cream. I used to have 2 or 3, you know, half gallons a week at our house, and I just love it. I'd get sneak in there late at night, and Julie's asleep, and the kids are down and asleep, eat me some ice cream, because that's just what I like to do. Well, you know, I'm not that way anymore. I don't relish the idea of eating a whole bunch of ice cream. And so I have changed a little bit, but maybe now this time I'm going to just cut out for a couple of weeks cheese, dairy products, and eggs for 2 weeks and see what happens. And I'll let you know what's going on. But I came to realize that there was one thing that I could do in my life, and that would be to change that. And I learned that example today when I was trying to upload the file Saturday at the movies, which I hope you listen to that podcast. Since I've talked about it so much today, I hope you listen to that podcast. And I've been inspired to share with you that perhaps there's one thing that you could change to change your whole attitude, to change your whole behavior, to change your whole lifestyle, change your whole business, change your relationships with someone, your finances, your ministry. I've covered all of this already. And instead of blaming people and things, Maybe the answer lies within you, right there, that the one thing lies with you, what you can do. And so this is Chuck Whetstone challenging you from Chuck's Favorite Things, chucksfavoritethings.com. Remember, this is inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. This is the more today, folks. You got a double shot of it today, over 21 minutes. And I'm gonna let you go because I want you to come back tomorrow and listen to tomorrow's tales. I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you for watching. Listening. And thank you for being part of my podcast team. Remember to check me out on iTunes, chucksfavoritethings.com. I appreciate you, and I'll see you tomorrow. What is the one thing you can change in your life? Chuck Whetstone, signing out.